So this is a supplement to the Blues for Beginners CD. Now that you, once you've gotten your pattern and you can get around on it with ups and down strokes, then it's time you can start implementing. When you can play the scale with the first note as a downstroke and then second note as an upstroke and then back and forth like that all the way up and all the way back, now you can start putting it into a musical context. You can, my suggestion is you put two notes in a row with the beat of the song. So suppose the beat is, you know, like just like you were doing. And so that, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, is the beat. So you're gonna put, in your improvised line, you're gonna do the same thing by putting one note per beat. So, and right now we're only gonna keep it to two notes at a time. And that would be like, down, up, rest, rest, down, up. So do that with me. On any string at any time. Not at any time, but on any. Just two notes in a row and down and up. Good. Notice that the sequence could also go backwards, where the first note is higher than the second note. Try it backwards. Do two notes on the same string. Or you can reverse that. That's it, nice. Way to implement. See, in this particular case, I knew you were able to play that because I saw you play the lick itself with alternate picking at that tempo, and so I know you're capable of doing that. Now try three notes in a row. We just did two notes. And so, in this case, we go down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down.
So should be, if I, you're saying three, can I do this?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Okay. You could do. You could
on
do
the same string, or should I? Can I?
Yep. You played the three-note sequence, and two of the notes were the same. That's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Perfectly acceptable. But what I do want is to have you do it on the first beat of each bar, like to have it be one, two, three. One, two, three. So if you listen to the drums, here we go, like it'll be like one, two, three, one, two, three, here we go, like. I don't know if this is too hard, but we're gonna try all four notes, like one, two, three, four, rest, 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 rest. One, two, three, four, rest, 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 rest. Awesome job. Thank you. and then... Sounds good. And then once you get proficient at that, I'll just demonstrate this last one. You can play constant. Not that you play like that in real life, but you're just developing your technique.
Right.
So that's something to work on. Try and do the whole scale all the way up and down. Actually, try it with me, like without stopping. So like 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's too fast for you right now, but that's fine.
Is that
you
can... damn fourth finger?
Yeah. But that's good. You're on the right track. And that's why we do it in smaller doses. You do 2, then 3, then 4.
Yeah. All right.